Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Tzadi Vav. Tzadi Vav, we will start on Tzadi Hey Amabez, a couple lines up from the bottom. We'll start with Tana Debei Menashe, about 8 lines up. There's one hara from yesterday, and that is, we mentioned the discussion of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin and the tshuva that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I just didn't read the Shulchan Aruch, so I thought I'd read the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? As I mentioned, we may Iker Adin Pasim like Rashi, in terms of the order of the parshiyos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lama Dalet, Seder Hanachasan Babatim, what order do you put the parshiyos into the batim? Everybody agrees what parshiyos you put in. The 4 parshiyos that talk about tefillin in the Torah. The question is, what order are they in? Seder Hanachasan Babatim, L'Rashi V'Rambam, Kadesh B'Smol, HaMeiniach B'Veisachitzon, V'Yachrov Ki V'Yach B'Vay Sheni Shema B'Vay Shlishi, V'Vayim Shemo B'Vay Saravi. And so the question is, do you go like the order in the Torah? Do you go what's called Havayos Be'emsa, the 2 Vahayas in the middle? That's the question. Omina Ga'olam says the Shulchan Aruch, Kirashi Veharambam. The Shulchan Aruch is like Rashi and the Rambam. Yirei Shamayim Yasi De Shneihem. V'yaseh Shtei Zugos Tfilin V'yaniach Shneihem. Yirei Shamayim says the Shulchan Aruch to wear 2. To wear 2. It sounds like at the same time. At this point, right? Like the Gemara we had yesterday, in terms of Makom Yesh Barosh, or even Makom Yesh Biyad, Laniach Shtei Tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here from the Berhete, V'hanoa Kim Laniach Shtei Zugos Tefillin, Yaniach Sharashi Lamata Letzarapanim, Vishra Rabbeinu Tam Lamala. This Shulchan Aruch, right afterwards, sounds like he's recommending to wear them both. But then, towards the end, he says, you know, maybe that's not what we do today. The later poskim say even if one wears, one should put it on afterwards, and not even if one has the minhag of wearing a bit of tefillin, but afterwards we generally do not put on tefillin at the 2 tefillins at the same time. That's what the Shulchan Aruch continues and says. Lo yuchal aniach v'asacha shal Rashi v'yivarech aleim v'yiyol abshas kriyash v'av tefila v'yachar atfila yaniach shavinu tam v'lo bracha v'yikra behem shma v'hayim shamoa v'chulu. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, though, and he screams about this, that if one wears Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, one should make sure not to change them during Chazaras Hashatz, or during some other time during tefillah when one needs to listen to the chazan and to be paying attention to the amid and yehi shmei rabbis. There's even a din me'ikra din later on in Hilchos Tefillah that we need our tefillin on for a certain number of kedushos and a certain number of kaddishes each day. And if we take off me'ikra, then we pass on like Rashi. If we take off our Rashi tefillin before the requisite kadeshin and kedushos, so then we're being machmir, but it's a chumr d'asilu dekula, because we're being machmir on the one hand to wear a minu tam if one has that minug, but we're being meiko and we're losing out on Rashi tefillin, which is me'ikar adin. So that is why I wanted to make sure, and assuming, let's say, the kadeshin are through the kadesh tiskabel towards the end of davening, so one should make sure to have the Rashi tefillin on then, and then at the after davening one can put on if they want. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'lo ke'elu acholzin tefillin derashi u'menichad Rabbeinu Tam tekev la'achar kedusha shel Shmona Esrei. U'be'emes milvad sha'osin shelo kedin kimavur la'el simin chavei sif yud gimel gam tzorach lechavin b'tefilas yud ches shliach la'ashatz lo la'asuk b'davar acher. So the Mishnah Berurah screams about that and makes sure that if we have a chumrah, we make sure that we aren't makel in any other area. Okay, again, there's a lot to here to talk about in terms of inyani tefillin. We'll try to get to everything that we can. Okay, let's get to the next piece. Tana Devei Menashe. Devei Menashe says, about 10 lines up at the bottom, Al Yadcha Zu Kiboris. Bein Einecha Zekat Kod. Yadcha is the inner muscle. As we know, the tefillin have to be on our muscle, on the lower part of our upper arm. So when our arm hangs down, so it is facing our heart, that is Ukshaitam la'os al yadecha, and it's next to the heart, and beinenecha zeukat kod. That is on our forehead. Hecha, how far up on our forehead? Amri debei Reb Yanai, makom shemochol shaltina grofes, the place where the skull of a child, of a baby, is somewhat soft. We basically defined that yesterday to mean above the hairline or where the hairline used to be. That is the entire tefillin have to be up there, and the knot is kind of in the crevice, right in the back. That is the tefillin, and as we said, it's probably easier to not have the tefillin shal rosh in the proper spot than the tefillin shal yad. We are generally, the minhag olam, to be makpid about having it straight horizontally, But the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara here is talking about vertically. Horizontally, we have a mirror that could help out. But vertically, so one has to make sure that they are also not hanging down too low, or else Rachman al-Islam will be bordering literally on the Karite minhagim. As we know, the Karites hold literally. They take the no Torah Shebal Peh, right? So it's somewhat unusual because they wear tefillin. How do they know what tefillin look like? How do they know what to put in tefillin? How do they know what shape to put tefillin on? How do they know what the color? That's all Torah Shebal Peh. You don't get the first base about tefillin without Torah Shebal Peh. So it doesn't make sense. They have tefillin, but they wear it between their eyes. Because Beinei Necha. So it really, it's if you take logic, think about it a little bit, it really doesn't make sense at all to wear tefillin, because the whole idea of tefillin, everything about tefillin, we have no idea what tefillin are. Totafos, what are totafos? We don't have idea anything without Torah Shebal Peh, but that's what those who only believe in Torah Shebal Chsav do. They wear their tefillin between their eyes. Okay, Vayter. So now we're getting back to the machlokes earlier back in our Mishnah. Remember our Mishnah had a machlokes? How many tefillins can you carry in? If there are tefillins out in an area where one is worried about the kavod of the tefillin, so what does one do? How many is one allowed to carry in? So machlokes, Tanakhama said one pair, zug zug, and Rabbi Gamliel said two pairs. So the question is, what is that machlokas about? So now we're going to have about five suggestions in the Gemara. What exactly is the svara behind this? What are they arguing about? So number one, lema b'derav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kamiflagi. Let's say they're arguing about Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. The Tanakama, what is Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak? That's what we just said. We just quoted him. He said yesterday that there is place on the head for two tefillins. Place on the head for two tefillin, so maybe they're arguing about him. Meaning both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel agree that you're only allowed to go in once. Question is, how many tefillins could you wear on that once? Maybe that's the machlokas. Which would mean, well, it's a physical machlokas, how big people's heads are. Pashtus, we'd rather not say that. We'd rather not say it's a machlokas and mitzias. The machlokas is, halachically, how much space do you have on your head? Halacha, how much space does halacha give you? Everybody agrees how big foreheads are. The machlokas is, how much space does halacha give you in those areas? So it's a halachic machlokas. The Tanakhama left leg to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. The Tanakhama does not hold a Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, meaning only space for one. V'Rav Gamliel left leg to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Right, so that's first suggestion, number one. Number two, low. No, there are four other possibilities. And we'd rather not say that this is a machlokas. The Kuliyama Islahu Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Everybody agrees that this place for two tefillins, which by the way, eventually comes up in Maseches Yoma also, when we talk about how the Kohanim, and specifically the Kohen Gadol, wore tefillin. The Kohen Gadol, in most of the pictures that we have of the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan books, in the Big Tekuna books, he's now wearing tefillin. Maybe that's a picture of what he looked like on Shabbos and Yontif. But the Kohen Gadol wore tefillin. We talk about with the tzitz. Sorry, only the Rosh. The Tefillin Shoyad, the Kohanim also didn't wear the Tefillin Shoyad. The Rishonim say, because of Chatzitza issues. You're not allowed to have a separation between the Tefillin and the skin, but you're also not allowed to have a separation between the Big Day Kahuna and the skin. So they're stuck. What do? So there are some Rishonim that say that, oh, there's only a Chatzitza issues by Tefillin Shal Rosh, maybe not by Tefillin Shoyad. So according to that, maybe they did wear the Tefillin. But some Rishonim say, no, the only war, it's like somebody who doesn't have an arm. You only wear Tefillin Shal Rosh, as we spoke about Bezrim a little bit yesterday. So, says the Gemara, maybe everybody agrees that there's space for two. Just like there's space for the tzitz up top also. The tzitz and the Tefillin Shal Rosh. The hacha b'shabbis man tefillin kamiflagi. The machlokas here is whether Shabbos is called Zman Tefillin. Which Bezrim will get to on today's daf, why would you say it isn't? Where's the source in the Torah for saying that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? That's Bezrim today's daf. Titana kama savar Shabbos. So there are two girsaos here. Rashi has both opposite girsaos, and he works out how it is explained according to each one. We'll go with our girsa. V'hakam Shabbos man tefillin kamiflagi. Titana kama savar Shabbos zman tefillin hu. I'm sorry, the two girsaos are in the next line of the Gemara. This one is straight. Shabbos man tefillin hu. The Tanakhama holds that Shabbos is zman tefillin. And therefore, when I wear a tefillin, I'd be mekayim the mitzvah. If I would wear another pair of tefillin, I'd be violating Baal Tosef. I'd be violating, you know, carrying, or not just carrying, doing something, doing a mitzvah be hosafa, the isra of Baal Tosef, just like, you know, any other, sitting in a sukkah, what are the examples that Rashi gives in the two places where Baal Tosef comes up in Sefer Dvarim, adding an extra corner on my tzitzis, or adding an extra parsha in my tefillin. The Ramban, if you remember, we've discussed this in the past, the Ramban argues on Rashi and on Chazal pashtus. Chazal give the examples of Baal Tosef. I'll just read you from the Rashi in Perak Dalet in Ves Chanan. Kagon chamish parshios betfilin, chamesha minim belulav, chamish betzitzis. That's Rashi here. If you look in Rashi in Akev, he gives another example. Kohanim adding on an extra bracha for brachas kohanim. That's also Baal Tosef. But the power, the connection, good question, why Rashi quotes some examples in one place, some examples in the other place. Baal Tosef comes up twice in Ves Chanan and Akev. But the Ramban says, I agree with Rashi and Chazal, but I want to add on my own idea. Not only is Baal Tosef where you take a mitzvah and you do it in an expanded way, but also if you make up your own mitzvah. That's also Baal Tosef according to the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Lefi daiti, afilu bado la'asos mitzvah b'fnei atzma. In the middle of Tammuz, I make a new holiday. And I say this is a new holiday, a Jewish holiday, this six-day holiday, and the minhagim of this holiday is that you have to stand on your head for 3 minutes, you know, every day. Make up whatever I want. It's an Issa Daraisa. A Baal Tosef, says the Ramban, over Balav. V'chein Amru, and that's why in Maseches Megillah, we weren't, Chazal, weren't allowed to add on another Takana Drabanan, like Mikra Megillah V'chulu, unless they found the source for us, unless they had a heter for it. It would be Baal Tosef. It's a Machlokas. Rashi doesn't agree to that. Rashi, maybe, according to Chazal, say no. Baal Tosef is only doing a mitzvah that exists in an expanded way. If you're just making your own thing up, then you're just being foolish. Maybe, according to Rashi. Maybe he doesn't say that's Baal Tosef. Maybe that's just doing nothing. You have to do a mitzvah behosafa. Why would Rashi be limited to that? Because think about the pair. What's Baal Tosef that always goes with? Baal Tigra. Baal Tigra, doing a mitzvah in a minimal way. The Minchas Chinuch points out. What's Baal Tigra? Baal Tigra, you got to be very careful about Baal Tigra. Let's say I take three minim. I take three minim for the dalan minim. So Rashi says, if I take five minim in my lulav, l'shem mitzvah, I violate Baal Tosef. What if I take three minim in my lulav? Do I violate Baal Tigra? Says the Minchas Chinuch, no. You know why? Because if you don't only carry three minim, you're not doing the mitzvah. If I do half a mitzvah, what, that's Baal Tigra? No, Baal Tigra, it's a fine line. Baal Tigra says in Minchas Chinuch, it has to be that you're being mekayim a mitzvah, but you're just doing it in a minimal way, less than what you could do. That's what you have to say, because if you're not doing the mitzvah, it's not Baal Tigra. Baal Tigra means doing a mitzvah bigiraon, doing it in a minimalist way. But if you're not doing the mitzvah at all, that's not Baal Tigra. That's nothing. Baal Tigra has to be doing the mitzvah in a minimal way. We'll get more to that a little bit later. But maybe that's why Rashi would say, and Chazal would say, Baal Tosef is parallel. Baal Tosef is doing a mitzvah in a maximal way, but too much. Right, unlike the Ramban doesn't agree to the parallel. The Ramban would say you can make up your own mitzvah for Baal Tosef, but even though he has to agree to Baal Tigra as well. Either way, this is an important discussion. So this is on the next suggestion the Gemara gives. Again, number two, if we're keeping track. So the Tana Kama holds that Shabbos is Matfilin, and therefore, if I would wear another pair of tefillin, I would violate Baal Tosef. For Rabbi Gamliel Savar, Shabbos loves Matfilin. Who? Shabbos is loves Matfilin, and therefore, what? Therefore, what you're allowed to do is to wear something. You're not doing a mitzvah. So you're not violating, it's not in the area of Baal Tosef, you're not doing L'shem mitzvah. And therefore, says Rabbi Gamliel, you can wear two tefillins at the same time. Right? That's a malbush. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to take in two. Okay, this is suggestion number two, what they are arguing about. Viter, V'ibaya Sema. Again, there's a lot more about Baal Tosef. We'll wait a little bit. V'ibaya Sema, suggestion three. Tekuli Alma Shabbos Matfilin Hu. Maybe everybody agrees Shabbos is Matfilin. And then we might say, so why are you got to be worried about Baal Tosef? So, V'hacha, B'mitzvah Srichos Kavana Kamiflagi. But here the Machlokas is about Mitzvos Srichos Kavana. Shasugya. Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. This is generally a Machlokas Tanoim, a Machlokas Amoroim, a Machlokas Rishonim, and a Machlokas Adapaskin. It's a Machlokas throughout, as we'll summarize the Shitas in a minute. But the Gemara here says, maybe that's the Machlokas. And here you have the opposite Gersos. Rashi quotes two opposite Gersos, one our Gersa, and then you have the opposite. Let's read ours. Tanakama Savar Lotseis Ba'i Kavana. Let's say, to be yotze my mitzvah, the Tanakhama holds, I need kavana. I need kavana to be yotze mitzvah. Mitzvah srichas kavana. Look at Rashi, the second to last Rashi on the Amud. Tanakhama savar mitzvah srichas kavana. Visheha ose mitzvah tzarech shiachavin ba. Hilkach zug echad in tfelo. So that is why only one pair. Why? De'i mechavein lemitzvah. Because if I have kavana, let's say I wear an extra pair. If I have kavana for the mitzvah, then I'm violating Baal Tosif. Ve'i lo mechavein lemitzvah. And if I don't have kavana for the mitzvah, then I'm just carrying on Shabbos. It's a masui, and then I violate the Isra of Shabbos. So either way, I'm stuck. Says Rashi, explaining the Tanakhama, for Gamliel Saver, no loboi kavana. You don't need kavana to be yotze. Rashi continues, hilkach mitzvah ika baltosif leka. Why? Here's the key line for Rashi: de ein over al baltosif ele imkein niskavin lemitzvah. Vizelo niskavin ubekolchad amri hai lemitzvah. If you don't have specific kavana, you only buy baltosif with kavana lemitzvah. If fascinating, it's enough. Even if you don't have kavana, you're yotze the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is automatic. Baal Tosif, though, requires kavana. That is the suggestion of Rashi in Rabbi Gamliel, and then he goes to another daya, the opposite girsa, which works a little smoother, but either way, we're going to go with our girsa. So that's number two suggestion. They argue about mitzvah srichas kavana. What do we paskin about mitzvah srichas kavana? So this, as we said, is a machlokas in the beginning of the second parak in Brachas, and elsewhere. The Shulchan Aruch does not really help us out. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Samach Siv Dalid, in Hilchas Kriyashma, Yesh Omrim She'en Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, V'yesh Omrim She'en Srichas Kavana, Latzeis Basiyaz Osa Mitzvah. So he quotes both, but then he has two words. V'chein Halacha. And so too is the Halacha. For which day? Srichas Kavana. That's the second day. So Pashtus, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, even he quotes both opinions. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. The Magen Avram on the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Radvaz, who says maybe we have a pshara, and this is what we assume halacha lamaisa by mitzvahs deoraisa mitzvahs srichas kavana, meaning if I don't have kavana for the mitzvah, so then I'm not yotze mitzvahs derabanan mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. Even if I do not have kavana, I am yotze the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah though points out, you know, if this is true, then we're in trouble. We do a lot of mitzvahs without having kavana. You know, we just do them. So how could mitzvah srichas kavana by dinim daraisa? So the Mishnah Berurah helps, saves us a little bit. He says, if you're in the, let's say you're in shul and you're shaking a lulav. Everybody's shaking a lulav. Why else are you shaking a lulav? So even if I'm spacing out and I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm in shul during halal shaking a lulav, that's stam das, that's enough kavana. That's not called no kavana. You're doing, the whole context is a mitzvah. You're in shul. You're reading the Megillah. That's the Ravana. But you're blowing shofar, listening to the shofar. Many examples, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the whole context of what I'm doing is a mitzvah, so then automatically it is okay. And that's what, that can work. What about Kriyashma? How many times do we space out during Kriyashma? Avalim kore Kriyashma, kederach shanu koren beseder tefillah, says the Mishnah Berurah, if we say Kriyashma during davening, v'chein, sha'achal matzah, you're eating matzah at a seder. O taka v'nata lulav, avo bishol kivin latzeis yatzawai, shem yishum ze ose, kede latzeis, avo bishenu makavein. Right, he quotes this from the Chayyadam, and that is, thank God, you know, saves us in many situations. Rotzel omar, heicha shemuchach lafi ha'inyan, sha'asiyasa hu kedei latzeis. Avo bishol kivin beferish yatzah. And this obviously said the Mishnah Berurah is b'diavad. Aval lechadchila vaday tzorech lizor lechavein kodem kol mitzvah latzeis yedei chovas ha-mitzvah. Right? Obviously, lechadchila, we're supposed to be have kavana. For derabanans, though, we say mitzvahs ein srichas kavana, and one can be yotzei automatically. That is why, as we mentioned many times, that is why by Sfiras HaOmer, which Rov Rishonim assume is derabanan bizman hazeh, the Rambam says daraisa, but most we showed in Baal Tosfos, the Rosh says derabanan bizman hazeh. That is why we don't answer somebody when they ask us what night is tonight, if we didn't count yet. We say yesterday was 13. Why don't we say 14? Because mitzvahs ein srichas kavana by mitzvahs derabanan. And it could be, if I tell you the answer, I'm yotze. Mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. So that is why we're machmir. What if you have kavana shalol latzeis? What if you say, I'm about to tell you the number, but I have kavana not to be yotze with what I'm telling you? Okay, that could probably be okay, but it's still dangerous. We don't want to mess around with this. We just say what it was yesterday. But again, in general, that's by derabanan's. We're machber to assume mitzvos ein srichas kavana. There is one other ha'ara. And that is, this already counts that we're on today's daf. Right? One other ha'ara, and that is the Bach. Again, the Bach can't go through this sugya without mentioning the Bach. The Bach in Hilchas Sukkah, the first Bach, Simon Tov Reish Chaf Hei. The Bach notes that even though there's a machlokas in general about mitzvot Tzrichas Kavana or not, there are three mitzvos where everybody would agree Tzrichas Kavana. Because the Torah itself mentions the Kavana that you're supposed to have. The Torah says, do this mitzvah so that Lama'an yedu doroseichem ki vasukos oshadis b'nei Yisrael. Lama'an tizkeru v'atzizem eskol mitzvosai. These are called the three Lama'an mitzvahs. Lama'an tiyat toros Hashem b'ficha. Sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis. Says the Bach, I think those kavana is ma'akev. Because the Torah itself says, do this mitzvah so that you think about these messages that I want you to think about. That's the Bach, so we try by those mitzvahs. That's why there's a special Yihirason to say before tefillin, to say before sukkah, to say before tzitzis, right, hinini mechavin, because of the special kavana that the Bach mentions. Good! That is number three. Top, Ibayis Ema. Suggestion number four. What's the machlokas in the Mishnah about? The Kulei Alma Lotzeis Loboi Kavana. No, everybody agrees to be Yotze, you don't eat Kavana, maybe. V'hacha la'avar Allah mishum baltosef kamiflagi. The machlokas is a baltosef machlokas. Again, we can spend hours on each of these lines. These are, you know, we've earned it, right? The 96 blind in Erevin. And we have the Shas topics. The Tanakama savar la'avar mishum baltosef lo boi Kavana. Tanakama says, to violate baltosef, you don't eat Kavana. It's automatic. And therefore, if you carry a second pair of tefillin, you're going to violate, even without any kind of kavana. For Rabbi Gamliel Savar, no, la avar mishum dal tosif, ba'i kavana. Right, the ba'i tosif, you do need kavana, and therefore, here, you would be allowed to carry the extra pair. Period. Interesting one about bal tosif, so wearing two tefillins would be bal tosif. If I'm just doing two of the same tefillin, not two, because I'm machmer for hidurim. But as we know, and this is the question of the Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tezayin, if I blow extra sounds of the shofar, it's not baltosif. Right? We blow 100 sounds. We're Yotze with 30. Even to cover all of our doubts about what the proper sound on Rosh Hashanah is, we cover ourselves with 30. And that's why if you ever have a shofar blowing for a senior, for a hospital, or for whatever, you blow 30. But we go up to 100. Aim Sisra, for whatever reason, to have Tekiyas El Seder Abrachos. So the question is, why isn't that baltosif? I'm doing extra kolos. So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah leaves down the law. Tosfos says, doing a mitzvah more than once is not baltosif. Adding on a chefza shel mitzvah, that is baltosif. An extra tefillin, an extra tzitzis, an extra min in the dalad minim. But doing a mitzvah extra times, that's not baltosif. Says Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Beit Din Shach, Baltosif, Basiyas, a mitzvah, Achas, Beis Pa'amim. So for example, if the Kohen does Nesiyas Kapayim 30 times, he just wants to stay, he feels like that's his avodah for the day. He wants to stay in the minion factory and just keep duchening. He wants to keep duchening over and over again. That's not Baltosif. Not Baltosif, you're doing a mitzvah over and over again. Adding on an extra bracha, that not Yerech Shem Yishmerecha, that would be Baltosif. But taking a lulav extra times, well, he's shofar, right? That is tosif. The Rashba there has a different answer. The Rashba says there's never baltosif by a mitzvah derabanan. If the rabbanan enacted that this is what we do, then there's no mitzvah. They have the authority. The Torah itself says they're allowed to make laws, so they're not violating baltosif. They're not suggesting it's a mitzvah daraisa that would be baltosif. If the, as we've read the Rambam in the past, if the Rabbanan say that a mitzvah d'Rabbanan is the Oraisa, that would be baltosif. Well, maybe he'll read his words. Maybe we'll read his words now. So the Rambam says that the Rabbanan have authority to make dinim. They just have to say that it's d'Rabbanan. We read this a few weeks ago. Says the Rambam, Im yavo bezdin v'yatir b'sar chaya b'chalav. That's baltigra. V'im yeser b'sar ha'of v'yomer shehu b'chlal ha'gedi. If the Chachamim say, you know, it says you shall not cook the meat and milk together, and it says in a kid, in a goat. Yeah, it doesn't really mean only goat. It means chicken also. If they said that, that would be baltosif. But if they say the Torah only means beef, we are adding on chicken as a siyag, as a fence, that's 100% fine. That they have the authority and the power to do, and they should do. That's the mitzvah of losasur and va'asu mishmeres lo mishbarti. Right, that's that they have power to make dinim derabanan. They just have to leave it as a din derabanan. Aval amar b'sar ha'of mutter min haTorah vanu ne'asar oso v'nodia la'am shu gzeira shelo yavo min hadavar churva. So tragedy doesn't happen in the future, and people will say, oh, chicken and meat, there's no difference v'chulu, and they'll blur the lines. That is not baltosif. That is making a siyag la'Torah, which is fine. We mentioned then that the first person to miss this, the first person in history to violate Baal Tosef was Chava. Chava violated Baal Tosef. She added on a fence law, but then she said, this is what Hashem told me. If she would have said, Hashem told me not to eat from the tree, and I'm not even touching the tree, that's fine. But she said, God told me not to even touch the tree. That was her downfall, and the snake caught her on it. And the snake pushed her, right, as we know, according to the Medrash. Right, and that's basically, as I mentioned, that's the first Aveira in history. The first sin done before eating from the tree. What was the first sin done in the history of the world? Baal Tosef. Right, she added on, because she made it in Drabanan, and she said it was in Issa D'Oraisa. Right, that was Chav. Okay, good. One other Hara, just allow me. One other Hara about Baal Tosef, and then we'll get to number five, and that is, it'll come up in Parsha Shir in a couple of weeks. And that is, if you look in the Torah, Baal Tosef is said right after Baal Pa'or. Right after the Avodah Zarah, about Baal Pa'or, the disgusting Avodah Zarah, Baal Pa'or, it says Baal Tosef. And the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in a Maimer Pei Dalid, wonders, is there a connection between Baal Pa'or and Baal Tosef? So he says beautifully, again, just quickly, he says, Baal Pa'or, as we know, is the most disgusting Avodah Zarah. The way it was worshipped was by defecating, by relieving oneself in front of the Avodah Zarah. What's the message of that Avodah Zarah? Explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, every religion has laws and rules. Even Avodah Zarah, they have rules, how it should be worshipped, what should be done. The Avodah Zarah of Pa'or was an exception. You know what? How you worshipped it? By not having any laws. By no holds barred. By being a hefker. By doing whatever you want. By not having any rules. That was its avoda. By letting loose. By letting go. By doing whatever you want. And when people go crazy, do whatever they want, and the freest they can be is going to the bathroom in front of this avoda zara. That's free. That's how it was worshipped. It was dafka, no laws. It wasn't that, oh, the law of Baal Pa'or is to go to the bathroom in front of it. No, that's not how you formulate it. You formulate it as, you do whatever you want in front of the Avodah Zarah. You could spit, you could this, you could that. That was its nature. And that's why we have Baal Tosef. Because Baal Tosef is all about, there's an exact system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us of 613. You can't do more, you can't do less. It's not a free-for-all. It's not whatever you want. It's the exact opposite of Baal Pa'or. No rules, exact rules. There's a lot of flexibility in those rules. Right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ein lucha ben chorin, ela mi she'yasuk b'Torah. It's the greatest freedom that we have is by following God's rules. That's the exact opposite of Baal Pa'or. Okay, we continue. Line 5. Suggestion number 5. The Ibayas Ema, what else might they be arguing about? Isfirala, Idisfirala, the Shabbos Mantfilin, if the whole Shabbos is Mantfilin. Dukuliyama, lo la'avar boi kavana, velo latzeis boi kavana. You wouldn't need kavana to violate Baal Tosef. You wouldn't need kavana to yote the mitzvah. Vehacha, bilavar shelo bizmano kamiflagi. The machlokas is, here Shabbos is not Mantfilin. The machlokas is, could you violate when it's not the time for the mitzvah? That's the machlokas. Tanakama Savar Loboy Kavana. Tanakama says, you can violate Baal Tosef even when it's not the time for the mitzvah. For Rabbi Gamliel Savar Lavar Shalobizmano Boy Kavana. No, when it's Shalobizmano, you need Kavana for the mitzvah. And as long as you don't have Kavana for the mitzvah, you're not going to violate. Fine. Ihachi finishing up. 1 minute. Lurebi Meir Zugechanamilo. If that's true, then Rebbe Meir shouldn't even allow you to carry one in if it's Lavzman Tfilin. The Ode, and also, you're telling me that according to the Remeir, who's the anonymous Tanakama, that you cannot violate Baal Tosef when it's not time for the mitzvah? Hayashin b'shmini b'sukkah yoke. But we know that if you sit in the sukkah, you sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you get Malkus. No longer time for the mitzvah. We're talking about obviously in Eretz Yisrael, where one does not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So what do you mean? I thought you can't violate outside of the parameters of the mitzvah. Ela mechaverta kedushanin meikara. Okay, go back to one of the first four answers. Right, this last answer does not hold. Good. So sitting in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, as we know, yashi b'shmini. Chazal, as we know, Maseches Sukkah, told us that in Chutz La'aretz, one has to sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Because it's Sfeika Diyoma, one sits in the sukkah without a bracha. Mesev Yasvinan Biruchei Lo Mevarchinan. A big sugya, how is it over the past couple hundred years? It's a mystery. How there are thousands more in the with Hasidic roots that have come to minog somehow of not sitting in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, only making kiddush, only by the day meal, different, again, the big topic where that came from, if it's mefurish in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to. You have to sit in the sukkah without a bracha. Either way, that's a big sugya, but just to mention one ha'ara, and that is, there's a fascinating gra. It's quoted by the Chai Adam, his Mechuin and his Talmud. The Chai Adam quotes that one time, the Gemara says that you only sit in the sukkah, you eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, you don't sleep in the sukkah. Because you don't want it to be near a Kabbal Tosef. You don't want it to mamish that you're there. Okay, Sveika the Yoma, but you don't sleep there. But the Vilna Gaon was charif against this minhag of the Hasidim, the minhag of others that did not sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So the Chai Adam writes, one time it was snowing in Vilna on Shmini Atzeres. It was freezing. And the Grum made us sleep in the Sukkah. It was more important for the Grum to show that this is the mitzvah. But other people were not doing it the other way. So even though it was snowing, and Mitzar Patam on a Sukkah, and it's only a Didarabanan, and the Chai Adam quotes that one time we all slept in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in the snow. Okay, says period. That's that section. Viter. Uman Shabbos Le Shabbos Zman Tefillin. So where is the source? Who is the opinion that holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin? Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Ditanya. The Brisa says, here we go. V'shamarte zachuka hazos l'mo adam. Yamim yamima. At the end of the Parsha of Karban Pesach, it says, you shall keep these laws from year to year. Yamim velo lelos, but it says yamim, so we say that means days and not nights. And it says mi yamim velo kol yamim. Some days and not all days. Prat l'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, night, Shabbos, and Yontif are all not Zman Tfilin on a Daraisa level, meaning Tfilin is a Zman Grama. That is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. Nights are excluded, Shabbos and Yontif are excluded. Rabbi Akiva Omer, based on a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo nomar chukazu el inyan karban pesach bilvad. No, this last pasuk in this section is not referring to tefillin. It's referring to karban pesach. And this pasuk, there's no source about tefillin here. There's no exclusions about tefillin here. And Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos is man tefillin, period. Let's continue and then we'll talk about it. Ve'ela haditznan, doesn't it say on the first page of Maseches Krisus, that we know there are 36 krisos that are out of them. Almost all of them are losa assays, but there are two assays. Ha pesach v'hamila mitzvahs assay. Those are the only two mitzvahs assay that you get kares for if one does not fulfill them. But lema delok Rabbi Akiva. Is that Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva? Di Rabbi Akiva, because if it's Rabbi Akiva, what did we just say? This last pasuk is like Rabbi Akiva. Kiva demuki la bepesach. But if this is about Karban Pesach, this last pasuk, lav namiika. Then we should treat it as a losa asay, not eating Karban Pesach. Why? Kid Rabbi Avin, Amr Rabbi Eloi. To Amr Rabbi Avin, Amr Rabbi Eloi, kol makom shenemar hishomer pen va'al. Whenever any of these words are used in the Torah, hishomer, be careful, pen, al, lo is obvious. Lo is obviously a lashon of a losa asay. But if he says any of these words, eino ela belosa asay. So here it says, vishamarta. That's a lashon of hishomer. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Karban Pesach is a lo sasei. If Karban Pesach is a lo sasei, so then, how does he, that Mishnah Krisa sounds to be against Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, no, I feel the tamer Rabbi Akiva. He shomer de lav lav, he shomer de asei asei. It is a lav, but the root is a mitzvah sasei. So it's an iser asei, still not a lo sasei. So it's still okay according to Rabbi Akiva. Period. Good. So far, we've had one source for how do you know Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin? Possibly from the pasuk of Miyamim Yamima. That excludes night, and that excludes Shabbos and Yontif. Let's get to another source. V'savar Rabbi Akiva Shabbos Zman Tefillinu. Rabbi Akiva says you wear Tefillin on Shabbos, V'yatanya. But we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Beferish, Yachol Yaniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbos Yomim Tovim. You might think a person should wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Tamalomar V'ahaya L'cha L'os Al Yadcha. Mi shetzrichen os. Tefillin are called os. So whenever you need an os, that's when you can wear tefillin. Yatsu elu shehen gufan os. Excluding these, which are themselves an os. What does that mean? Rabbeinu Bachai explains in Parshas Lech Lecha that we always need two osos. Two osos. Apishnei edim yakum davar. And therefore, on a weekday, tefillin is an os, and bris milah is an os. On Shabbos, bris milah is an os, and Shabbos is an os. If we wear tefillin on Shabbos, that's being mezalzel in the os of Shabbos. That's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. You don't need three osos. Only two. That's Rabbeinu Bachai and Lech Lecha. V'shalosh mitzvos batara nikran os. Mila, Shabbos, v'tefillin. V'shalosh dan edus v'os al hayichud v'ha'emunah. V'ein ra'ui l'kol achan mi'yisrael la'amod zulas hashtayim mehem. Ki kiyim kol dover apishnayim edim. V'yalzeh yitztarech she'yelchush ne'edim imo. We always do two witnesses. Ula fichach, chayiv adam lizar v'mitzvos tefillin. V'chulu v'chulu. U'biyom ha'Shabbos shu patah mitfilin. Mila v'Shabbos nimseis bo. Milameid. Right, if you call a Zarev and mitzvahs tefillin, then he always has a osos. That's what we say. What about on Yontif? So Shabbos, Yontif is also called an os. Yontif is an expansion of Shabbos. As the Rambam says, Kulon Shabsos Hashem hein. They are all Shabsos Hashem, and therefore Yontif is also called an os. The big discussion is, what about Chol HaMoed? What about Chol HaMoed? Is Chol HaMoed called an os? So that is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rama, Simulam and Aleph. As we know, in the Shulchan Aruch, says, B'Shabbos v'yantif osur lohaniach tefillin. That's what we all say, osur. Why? B'pnei she'en asman os. You can't be, oh, I'm going to be machmir, I'm going to wear tefillin. No. One's being mezalzel in the os of Shabbos and yantif if you wear tefillin. But, so that's why it's osur. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, on Chol HaMoed is also osur, because they're also called an os, and the Rama argues, right, this is a machlokas. Question, well, what does it say in the Gemara? What does it say in the Gemara about Chol HaMoed? So that is not clear. There are three or four suggestions by the Achronim, what does it say in the Gemara, but we'll have to wait with this for a Daf Be'i and Shir Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully now it's a little crazy with the Bar Mitzvah Be'ez Hashem over the summer. Hope to make up some of the Daf Be'i and Shirim, and one of them Be'ez Hashem will be on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So an important topic, fascinating suggestions by the Achronim in terms of what does it say in Shas about Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Right, it should say something, but it doesn't say anything. But some Achronim say it does say something. There is a discussion, a different related discussion, and that is, we just said that you got to wear tefillin on weekdays, so you have two osos. What happens if mesu echav machmas mila? For some medical reason, a person cannot get a bris mila. Should they wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because they don't have the osa mila. So that's a discussion in the Achronim, the Radvaz, and others, and everybody agrees no. Everybody agrees they don't wear tefillin. Lo plug, or the Radvaz's lashon is, this person is a bar os. He just, lamaisa, can't get it, because medically, but he's considered a mahul. Rather, what does the Mishnah say in the Darim? If somebody makes a neder that Arelim cannot get benefit from me, he's mutter to all Jews, even if they don't have bris mila, because they're not an Arel. And if all mahulim, that he's, right, it works, it's Jew and non-Jew. It doesn't physically matter as long as the person is not doing it on purpose. Either way, that's also an interesting discussion. Okay, weiter. So we're back to the question. Who is the opinion that says you do it, tefillin on Shabbos? Ela haitanahu detanya haneir balayla ratza choletz ratza meniach. If somebody's up at night, they can take off their tefillin, they can wear their tefillin if they're up. Meaning sleeping with the tefillin on is a problem because one might have not have a clean body when they're sleeping. But if somebody's going to be up all night, they can wear the tefillin. Divrei Reb Nosson, that's Reb Nosson Shita. Yonasan Hakitoni Omer, no, eminichin tefillin balayla. You don't wear tefillin at night. And we say, this machlokus is about night. But mi delayla latanakama is mantfilin, Shabbos nami is mantfilin. So we are paralleling. Well, if they reject that limud up above in the pasuk, doesn't Shabbos and night go together? So here's our opinion. Here's our shita that you wear tefillin on Shabbos. So it's the Gemara, but maybe not. Vidilma svirale, lai loves mantfilinu, Shabbos loves mantfilinu. Maybe you make a distinction. Maybe nighttime is excluded. But maybe nighttime is included, but Shabbos is excluded. To Hashemina le Rabbi Akiva. After Rabbi Akiva is a precedent to Omar Laila's Matfilinu, Shabbos loves Matfilinu. So we're stuck again. Who is the opinion that says that you wear tefillin on Shabbos? So Ela Haitanahu, last try, to Tanya the following Brisa. Michal Bas Kushi. Haisa Manechas Tefillin. Follow Michal Bachachamim. The Brisa says that this woman wore tefillin, and the Chacham didn't say a word. V'ishto shel Yona. Rashi says, which Yona? Rashi says, Ben Amitai, meaning famous Yona, of Trei Asar Yom Kippur fame. So Yonah's wife, Haisa Ola Laregel, Velo Micha Bachachamim. Right, so this woman wore tefillin, and this woman went Ola Regel, Midalo Michu Bachachamim, from the fact that the rabbis did not protest their behavior, Alma Kasavri, Mitzvah Zaseh, Shlo Zman Grama Hu. It must be, it's not Zman Grama, because if it would be Zman Grama, they would protest. Really? Really? This Gemara at this stage is saying that if a woman chooses to do a mitzvah that she's not obligated in, they would protest. Why would they protest? Rashi, in two places, four lines from the bottom here, and he says it on number base two, just in case we miss it, Bal Tosif. If you do a mitzvah that you're not commanded in, you violate Bal Tosif. Everybody jumps on the Rashi. Oh, how can he say it? How can he say it? It's one day of the Gemara. I don't think you have to jump on Rashi. This day of the Gemara holds that. This doesn't hold up Lamaskana. So it's not, one doesn't have to say that Rashi says this, that Rashi holds that if women do Zman Grumman, they're violating Bal Tosif. At this stage of the Gemara, he's explaining the Gemara, and that's what he is saying. But at this stage, we're saying the Chacham didn't protest, so it must be that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, the Dilma Savar Lach Rabbi Yossi. Maybe, what do you mean? Maybe this opinion holds like Rabbi Yossi. Da'amar Rabbi Yossi says exactly the opposite. Nashim Somchos Rishus. That what? That even if a woman is not obligated in a mitzvah, she's allowed to do it. Which is what we paskin. Smicha. There's a special din by smicha, leaning on a karbut before one gives it as a sacrifice. We lean on the animal, but it says B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. So maybe that's what this opinion holds, and really, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. De'ilote mahachigs. If you don't say this, ishto shal yonah isa'ola regav lo michuba. This woman did alila regel. Mi'ikal mandama regel lav mitzvah zman gromahu. Is there anybody out there that would say alila regel is not a zman groma? Of course it's a zman groma. Elakasava rishus. But what must you say over there? It's allowed on a voluntary basis. Achanami rishus. So to hear. So we're stuck again. We're back to the question. Is there an opinion out there that holds Shabbos as Zman Tefillin? Remember, we said the machlokas in our Mishnah, according to one suggestion, is that they're arguing whether Shabbos is Zman Tefillin or not. So we're trying to find the opinion that says that we can say, oh, this is the opinion in our Mishnah. So we are still stuck. If you look in this big Tosfos over here, Tosfos talks about, it's a very Lamaisa Tosfos, and that is the famous discussion of Rabbeinu Tam and others. Fine, we pass that a woman can do a Zman Grama. Can they make a bracha on a Zman Grama? Could a woman who chooses to do a mitzvah say the words Vitzivanu? Right, so Sarmi Shana, the Rambam says, no way. The Rambam says, no way, Vitzivanu, they're not commanded. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Vitzivanu means in the general sense, men are commanded, Klal Yisrael are commanded, and the Minhag of Ashkenazim is to make brachas on Zman Grama. A woman shakes a lulav, a woman hears shofar, right, they can make a bracha on Zman Gromas, even though they are totally exempt. Sitting in a sukkah, they said, make leishim a sukkah. The minhag of Sfaradim is like the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. They can't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha. So, and I had a friend of mine who's a Sfaradi. His wife was Ashkenazi. All her life, she made all these brachas. She gets married. Boom, no more brachas. She gets all, no more brachas. Sukkah, lula, rush, shofar. No more. That's it. That's the minhag. Minhag of Klal Yisrael, Ashkenaz versus Sfarad. Machlokas, Rambam, Tosfos, but this is the Tosfos. Comes up a few places in Shas. Right here is one of them. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you make a bracha. The bottom, the first line of the Tosfos. Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam to Mutter L'Nashim Levarech Al Kol Mitzvah Zeh Zman Grama. Avagav to Peturos. Right. Some have asked. Didn't Rashi's daughters wear tefillin? That's nowhere in Rashi. That's a legend. Not a legend. Got to Google what the source is. That is a legend. I do not think that's in hardcore authoritative sources, as far as I know, and you can make up a legend or whatever you want. But we do have in the Gemara, at least we have in the Gemara, that this woman wore tefillin. Right? Michal Bas Kushi. We generally, even though women do Zman Gromas, we say that by tefillin and tzitzis, they shouldn't. Even though others, we encourage them. Sukkah and lulav and shofar, tefillin and tzitzis, they shouldn't. But we'll talk more tomorrow when we start about why not. But let's just continue a little more now. Ella, hi Tanahi, next try. Titania, Hamotzi, Tefillin, Machnis, and Zug Zug. If somebody, now we're talking about our context. If somebody finds Tefillin outside, you can bring them in Zug Zug. Echad Ish, Echad Isha. Echad Chadashas, Echad Yeshonas, Devir B'Meir. B'Meir is the most flexible. Man, woman, you know, new, old, even if you're not sure if they're a Kamiya, as we spoke about yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Oser B'Chadashas, Umat Rabbi Yeshonas. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only ones that you are sure are Tefillin are you allowed to carry in. But not if you have any suffix. So the Gemara explains, Ad kan lo pligi ala b'chadoshos v'yishanos. That's the whole machlokas. Avo b'isha lo pligi. But everybody agrees, A woman can. Shema Amida, mitzvah saseh, she's lo hazman gramahu. Chal mitzvah saseh, she's lo hazman gramah, nashul chayavos. Women are obligated. That is the answer. The last answer. Says the Gemara, like we said before, v'dilma savra lakar Reb Yossi damar nashem somchos rishus. Maybe it's, no, it's like before. Even though it's man grama, they're allowed to do it. So Gemara says, no, lo salka daitach, it can't be. And it can't be, based on this, it can't be, as we're about to continue. That's why some say, so it seems like lamaskana, women shouldn't do zman grama, because it's baltosif. But you have to read between the lines a little bit. Lo salka daitach, delor bi meir, you can't say that they hold like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because the two opinions in the brisa here, argue with him. We know from elsewhere. Delor bi meir savalak Rabbi Yossi, velor bi Yehuda savalak Rabbi Yossi. Where? Lor bi meir savalak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Who says? Remember, Rabbi Yossi holds that you can volunteer zvan gromiz ditznan. If a child is playing around with a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so we don't stop him. He can play around with it. Hanashim ma'akvin, but a woman we would be ma'akev. Meaning, because it is only a voluntarily. The Stam Masis is Rabbi Meir. The Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. That's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So you see, Rabbi Meir does not allow volunteering. For Rabbi Yehuda, Savalak Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda also, Titania, but Daber B'nai Yisrael, V'samach, B'nai Yisrael, Somchet, V'imnos Yisrael, Somchos. There is, the Tana Kama says, B'favors, they shouldn't. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Nashim, Somchos, Rishus, and Rabbi Yosef holds, you're allowed, the Stam Sifra, Amani, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Stam Sifra, the Taras Kohanim, is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So you see, in these last two shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would argue on Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, that's the opinion. We have a final maskana. This opinion of this brisa up here of Hamotzi Tfilin, that's the one who holds that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin. Period. Again, we have to talk about Baal Tigra, but we'll talk more of that tomorrow, and we got to talk about women and Tfilin. A couple of important issues, but Hashem, we will pick up with tomorrow. Okay, just a scheduling note, tomorrow, Hashem, there is a daf. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, we'll put up the daf. I'm not going to be able to give it. We'll put it up from last time, so Hashem, we'll pick up after tomorrow on Monday. There's a couple more days before I travel. Okay, we'll stop here.